broke economies lend money to other broke economies who haven't got any money because they can't pay back the money that the broke economies lent to the other broke economies that they shouldn't have lent it to in the first place because they couldn't pay it back. End. But nevertheless, a little bit of levity, but in reality, good stuff is still happening in Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. And when we set out with this particular convergence programme, which was very different from Objective 1, and it was as the credit crunch was hitting, we did not move from our mission that this was about a long-term journey in restructuring the economic assets of Cornwall so that businesses could do better. And I just want to make the point for those who think that structural funds are the panacea for all our doom and gloom, because money will one day not be here, that the whole essence of what is less than 1% of our annual gross domestic product is about creating momentum. So if the background economies are doing better and you've got successful convergence investment, your economy will do incrementally better. But at the same time, as we've seen, if the national GVA is going down, if the global GVA is affecting us, then we also will go down in parallel, but at a lesser rate than if we didn't have this. And for all of us that have walked this journey, and there are many in this room, for the last decade, the holy grail at the end of it is that the momentum will be delivered and for the private sector of Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly, and we will become less and less dependent on public sector intervention. And so the journey after 5B, after Objective 1 continued, not with a blank sheet of paper, but with building on many of the new economic assets that were put here in Objective 1, particularly around combined universities in Cornwall, particularly around broadband, particularly around using research and new technology to help new business opportunities, particularly about graduates now staying in Cornwall to start their own businesses. And these pictures will now be familiar with to you. The Peninsula Dental School that's at Trelisk, the Pool Innovation Centre using the best of local materials, and now have some exciting new companies, some of whom we haven't seen in Cornwall before. Primare using wave hub technology, selling research around the world in the use of marine renewable energies. And then, of course, what we're all waiting for is super fast broadband and the new transformational impact that will have on this economy in the long term. I mean, there have been hundreds of investments, many of them already successful, some of them proven things couldn't happen. And I personally believe that's what public sector intervention's about, sharing the risk with businesses, sharing the risk to see if something can happen, and if it doesn't, learning from that lesson. Cornish Crabbers, and I know Peter is here, has been one of our most amazing resurrection stories of a much-loved company which, with the right management team, has created a successful international profile and new jobs up there at Rock. And I could share the stories of Watson-Marlowe, I could share the stories of Spiral Engineering. Many businesses have intelligently used convergence support, and I stress that. It's not a programme that you come to and say, give us the money or prop up my cash flow, or you've got to give me the money or else. It is about investment and investment in giving better value jobs here in Cornwall. And we've been celebrating that. One of the experiments we've been having is looking at new ways of business support, and that has been primarily through YTKO and Oxford Innovation. And this is Oxford Innovation's Business Awards with someone we all know very well, Michael, with his wonderful product, Sproggy. But in 2011, over 40 businesses that had either been helped by Objective One or Convergence and used it intelligently were winners in the various business awards. I'll give you a couple of names. Hub Awards, Peerin Technologies, Cornwall Solar Panels, Firetex, Mailaway, in the Western Morning News Business Awards, Seafood Restaurant, Rio, the Eden Project, and Baker Tom Hazelton. Then in the Cornwall Business Awards, again, Firetex, and there was Silicon Vineyard, there was Frugi, Fit and Fun Feeds, Clearflow, and the Tourism Awards, the lists are like that, all celebrating great ambitions and great achievements. And we've spent quite a bit of time investing in people. Here is another novel project, the Newquay Airport Apprentices, working with airlines such as Lufthansa, a really ambitious program. But these lads and lady is guaranteed top paid engineering jobs if they get through it. And we've also been working with that harder group in the economy, those who have been on long-term benefits or who are from very disadvantaged background. You all know 15 Cornwall. There have now been up to 6 cohorts coming through. These guys may be working in restaurants now. They may have careers in catering, but with very few exceptions, have all now moved on to having full-time jobs. And we've had to learn, my generation has had to learn, that the younger generation want to do things in a different way. And they may run very successful businesses out of dad's back conservatory or whatever. They may not be in a big building. So we have had to work with them and the various intermediaries in understanding what that means. And then, of course, there have been some phenomenal businesses coming out of Cornwall. And I think we just don't take enough time to recognise that. And if you bear with me, I want to borrow something from David Bone. I don't think David's here today, of Somar International, when he was speaking at the Export Cornwall event. And he was sharing that great stuff happens here, regardless of what's happening on a national or a global basis. And we just don't take it. We just take it for granted. So let me. A company in Helston producing the world's first closed circuit rebreather system for scuba divers and world-class diving equipment. A company in Falmouth who supplied sports coaching software to a well-known rugby team who play in black. No, not Lanson, the New Zealand All Blacks. A company in Truro who saved Coca-Cola over 70% on the cost of lighting their bottling plants across Europe and who were told by Philips that they were 5 years ahead of them in sensor technology. A company in Bodmin that produces sparkling wine that has taken the French on and beaten them at their own game. A company in Falmouth who are one of the world's leading producers of high-tech IVF equipment. A company in Gunnislake who are one of the world's leaders in controlling floodwaters. A company in Short Lanes End who produce innovative water treatments using major agencies around the world. A company in Redruth who supply world-class embedded software systems that control highly complex machinery such as helicopters. And if you've sat on seats at Dubai International Airport, they have probably been designed and produced by a company in Bude. And I don't think that as a business community or even in the public sector that we shout about these great innovations that help raise the game and aspirations here. For the future, with the research institutes, with the sort of business evolution we're seeing, with the graduates and the PhDs that are choosing to stay and work or to open businesses in Cornwall, Cornwall has the opportunity, however the economies unfold, to be a testbed for some of the great economic and world health drivers that we will see. So what's coming next? We don't know. There are draft regulations out that say we may get something at the end of the convergence programmes, but don't plan your businesses or your lives around it. We're a long way from that. It won't be till the end of the year that we know what it is. It still has to be negotiated at a UK national level with the Commission. And for us, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly, we need to get ready with a very strong narrative on how we want to develop our economy with intervention. And wherever the money comes from, be it the son and daughter of convergence, be it from the local enterprise partnership, the regional growth funds, the enterprise zone, it's not about reinventing ourselves for the money. It is about making sure that that additional money being invested in Cornwall is used in an intelligent way. If you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, I have always said, get down there and light it yourselves. But as we move on, the torch is very much in your hands. And today, you have the opportunity of meeting people who can give you the support. If you can use it intelligently for your business, don't miss this opportunity, because we don't know what's around the corner. And for you to have a great future, you have to maximise the present. And I thank you very much. Thank you.